All right, Serena Morales, alongside Coach Sean McVay, you are no longer a rookie head coach. Yeah. You got that under your belt. How are things different for you?
Well, I think really, you know, just having a year under, you know, really a year under your belt, kind of like you mentioned, but really getting the chance to have a year with our players, working with our coaching staff, I think, you know, it just continues to reiterate that we've got such a good group of people in this building. Makes it fun to come to work, and it leaves you confident that, you know, if we do the little things the right way, then hopefully we'll have some success moving forward.
Speaking of success, you had your first division title in 14 years.
Yeah.
How do you use that momentum? What are you telling your players right now in order to keep that going?
Well, I think our players know that really there's a lot of work, you know, until we open with Oakland on that Monday night game, but guys are really just doing a great job taking it one day at a time. We talk about that daily improvement. We talk about getting 1% better every single day, and I think they've really bought in. There's an element of confidence that exists from some of the players we've added, from some of the success we had last year, but I think our players know that really that's not going to win us any games this year. It leaves a foundation that we can build upon, but you got to earn it every single day in this league, and I think our players feel that way as well.
Yeah, Jared Goff has certainly made quite a leap from year one to year two. What specifically are you looking at him for year three?
The biggest thing with him is, you know, anytime you look at the quarterback position, it's always about that decision, timing, and accuracy. And, you know, you feel like you kind of are a broken record saying, you know, become an extension of the coaching staff. But really, it's the truth. You know, that quarterback position is the most difficult position, and our job is to try to make it as easy as possible. And the way that he can make it easy for himself and really our quarterback room as a whole is understand the intent of every single play. What are we trying to get done? You know, how does whatever the defense presents, you know, dictate what you're going to do with the football in the pass game? What are we trying to get done in the run game? And I think he's continuing to take ownership of it.
You got pretty hyped watching Brandon Cooks out there. Yeah. First week of OTAs. Well, I see speed. All I see is speed out of Brandon Cooks. What do you see specifically out of him, and what are your expectations for him?
Well, you certainly see speed, but I think you also see a very polished receiver. A lot of times, you know, people look at the stature and say he's small, but he plays big. You know, he tracks the ball down the field. He's short, but he plays big. I think he can beat bump coverage. You know, he can win on short and intermediate routes. So really, he's a polished player that's had a lot of success in this league. I think he's been a part of some really good systems. I have a lot of respect for New Orleans and New England and the consistency at which they've operated at, you know, really offensively over the last handful of years with Brady and with Breeze and Coach Belichick and Coach Payton. So I think he's been in some really sound systems, and you know, it's going to be our job to put him in good spots. And he certainly makes it fun to be around just with the way that he goes about his work every day.
Yeah, who else makes it fun? Wade Phillips, who you brought over as defensive coordinator. He seems to get so much respect out of these guys. What makes him so unique? You're around him every day.
I think he's just refreshingly so secure in himself. He's got such a great feel for this game, and then he's got a really good feel for how to relate to the players, and that's just by being consistent in his approach. He is a funny guy. He's always cracking a joke, but he's got a unique feel for this game, and I think there's a lot of things just watching the way he handles himself. Never really gets too high, gets too low. He's always got that even keel demeanor and disposition, and he has fun. You know, at the end of the day, sometimes you got to remind yourself what a blessing it is to be able to do this, and he just is out here enjoying practice, enjoying the preparation, and then during games, you know, he certainly has fun there.
And then, you know, Todd Gurley, you mentioned you're not going to take him off the field unless he's tired during games. So you guys have like a smoke signal or like, all right, coach, I'm out.
Yeah, I think that's really between Todd and Skip. You know, unless he wants to come out, you know, we'd like to have him in there as much as possible. I think he's shown that he's truly a complete back. You know, he can do everything as far as protection, running the football, and then in the pass game with the success that he had last year. But I think he's doing a great job leading. You know, you talk about just the consistent approach and how that rubs off on not only the running backs, but our team in general, and we're really pleased with what Todd's done this offseason.
I'm excited. He said that, you know, he's just going to fall off in the third quarter because he's going to have so many touchdowns. So.
Yeah, we hope so, right?
All right, for more on the OTAs and practices, all of that and more, you can check it at therams.com.